Hey, happy Jose Day, and thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Fresh off three straight series wins, the Marlins opened up at home against the Mets last night. New York came in a game and a half behind Miami in the NL East standings, and last night in Game 1, picked up a full game. For your Rewind of Friday night's contest, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, big weekend series, the Marlins and the Mets here in Miami. The Mets come in the reigning National League champions. The Marlins an upstart, looking to challenge the Nationals and the rest of the National League here in 2016. Game one of this series goes to the Mets 5-3. Logan Verrett got the start for the Mets. Adam Conley on the mound for Miami. And the Mets got to Conley quickly in inning number one. Jose Reyes had a big night, got things started with a double over Yelich's head in left field. He stole third base, and with one out, was 90 feet away for Yoenis Cespedes.
The set by Conley. Here's the 3-1, and this ball is hit on a line drive hard to the center fielder. This will be caught by Ozuna, but it'll score a run. Reyes home to score. He set that up by himself. Two down, 1-0, New York.
Well, Verrett got off to a quick start in this ball game. Conley had to work hard. He stranded two men in the second. He stranded two more in the third inning. Then in the fourth, with one out, back-to-back singles by Travis d'Arnaud and Juan Lagares put Mets at first and second. The pitcher Verrett hit a shallow fly ball to right for the second out. So trying to strand two again in the fourth inning. Conley, with two outs, went after Jose Reyes. 0-1 to Reyes is chopped toward third. It's over Rojas into left field. Waved at third base. D'Arnaud coming home. Yelich's throw not in time. It skips by JT, backed up by Conley. But the runner Lagares holds it second. An RBI single for Reyes, his second hit in the ballgame. And it's 2-0 Mets in the fourth. It would stay 2-0 into the sixth inning. Through the first five, Marlins had only two hits, both from Miguel Rojas. A single in the first and a double in the second. But in inning number six, leadoff double by JT Realmuto. After Rojas bounced to first, JT was at third with one out for the red-hot Christian Yelich.
For later tonight, here's the pitch. And here's a drive. This is drilled out into right center. It is going to be up, up and away. A two-run home run for Christian Yelich. Ties the game here in the sixth inning. Yelly comes through again, and it's a nine-game hitting streak for him, and a career-high 10th home run.
Yeah, 10 home runs, a new career high for Yelich. 54 runs batted in with the two right there, matches personal best, set in 2014, and we had a brand-new ball game. The Yelich home run, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. That was it for Logan Verrett. Done after 5 1/3 innings of four-hit, two-run ball. He walked one, struck out three, surrendered the Yelich long ball, threw 76 pitches, 52 strikes. Hansel Robles came on, got out of the sixth inning. When he went to the seventh inning, Adam Conley's night came to a close. Conley, six innings, six hits, two runs, walked one, struck out three, 94 pitches, 61 strikes. So this one will be determined by the bullpens. The Marlins bullpen coming in red hot. Marlins relievers in the last five games had worked 16 1/3 scoreless innings, allowing only five hits with 19 strikeouts. David Phelps, first man out of that bullpen tonight, and that scoreless streak ended in a hurry. Back-to-back singles by Jose Reyes and Curtis Granderson put men at first and third for Cespedes. First and third, nobody out. In a 2-2 game, seventh inning. Phelps fires. Cespedes gets under one. Lifts a fly ball to left center. It's going to be deep enough to give the Mets the lead. Ozuna's under it. Makes the catch. Reyes tags. Comes home. The throw's into second. And it's 3-2 Mets in the seventh. Second sack fly. Second RBI in the game for Cespedes. After a walk to Wilmer Flores, Phelps was done. Kyle Bearclaw came on. He struck out Neil Walker and Estrubel Cabrera back-to-back to escape the seventh. And then he pitched a scoreless eighth inning as well. Meanwhile, for Atlanta, or for the Mets, Robles a 1-2-3 seventh. Addison Reed with a perfect eighth inning. And this one went to the ninth. Mets leading 3-2. Fernando Rodney started the ninth, got the first two men. He struck out Jose Reyes. Granderson bounced to second, but then Rodney hit Cespedes with a pitch. Man on, two outs, a one-run game, but not for long. Rodney going after James Loney.
The pitch. A swing and a giant high fly ball A home run to deep right center, upper tank. And a two-run home run gives the New York Mets a 5-2 lead here in the top of the ninth inning. A huge hit for James Loney.
Loney would come on an inning earlier as a defensive replacement, launches the long ball, and the Mets were able to turn a three-run lead over to their closer, Jurys Familia. Familia had been perfect, 33 for 33 coming in. He allowed a leadoff double to Christian Yelich, who went 2-for-4 tonight with a double and the two-run homer. But then he struck out Stanton. After a walk to Marcelo Ozuna, the Marlins got the tying man to the plate. Two on, one out of the ninth. Derek Dietrich took a called third strike after taking a very borderline pitch for a strike earlier in the at-bat. Marlins dugout was all over. The home plate umpire, Will Little. Eventually, Dietrich strikes out for the second out. But the Marlins, as has been the case throughout the season, would not go down without a fight. Two on, two outs in the ninth for pinch hitter Martin Prado.
Familia ready to work to Prado. And Prado bangs a single down the right field line. Coming around third, Christian Yelich. Going to third is Marcelo Ozuna. And that makes it a 5-3 game. The tying run is on. And the line keeps moving. Martin Prado comes off the bench and delivers a pinch hit.
And then you go right back to the bench as Don Kelly pinch ran at first base. With Ozuna at third, Kelly at first was the tying man with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Suddenly, Marlins got the winning run to the plate. Adani Echevarria facing Familia, the ball game in the balance.
And 1-1 coming to Adani Echevarria. The pitch is grounded softly to the left side. Picked up there by Cabrera, thrown to first for the out and the ball game. Echevarria grounds out 6-3. The Mets come away with a 5-3 victory.
For the Mets tonight, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 9 men left on base. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Miami leaves 5. Hansel Robles, the winner in relief, 5-3. David Phelps, the loser out of the bullpen, 4-5. Jurys Familia saves his 34th in 34 attempts this year. Time of the game was a brisk 2 hours, 7 minutes, and a crowd of 23,661 goes home disappointed. Mets with the victory are 51-44, now 25-24 on the road. Marlins dropped to 52-44. They're 24-20 at home. Miami's looking to go 10 games over 500 for the first time since May of 2011. But for the Marlins, a rare loss of late at home. Marlins, remember, started the year 1-7 here at Marlins Park. Even with the loss tonight, they've gone 23-13 in their last 36 at home. But they lose tonight 5-3.
If pitching's your thing, you should come out to Marlins Park tonight. Jose Fernandez looks for his 12th win of the season. He opposes Jacob DeGrom on the mound, and the Marlins will give the first 10,000 fans through the gates Dontrell Willis bobbleheads. The bobbleheads honor Dontrell's 2005 season. He was a 22-game winner that year, led the major leagues with 7 complete games and 5 shutouts. Our regulars could have seen this one coming, but today's Fish Family bonus code is Dontrell. Lock down your bobblehead opportunity and tickets at Marlins.com. If you already have big Saturday night plans, make sure you start the evening with Kyle Seeloff for Marlins on Deck at 6:40 before the Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner take the live play-by-play at 7:10. Listen at MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app, or tune in to 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.